In landlocked Zimbabwe, folklore has it that mermaids not only exist, but they have supernatural powers. Mermaids have a bad reputation in Zimbabwe. Some believe they're responsible for kidnapping, torture, and even murder. Late last year, attempts to install pumps for irrigation at a dam near the eastern highland city of Mataré came to an abrupt halt after reports of mermaid sightings. A traditional healer was called in to cast the mermaids out. On assignment in Mataré, our Africa correspondent Ginny Stein suddenly found herself strangely compelled to find out more.
Down a road few outsiders have dared travel in recent years, I set off in search of the truth. This is farm invasion country. War veterans, young and old, and many simply too young to claim that title, pushed out every last white farmer to seize these hills. Today, a different battle is underway. It's a Sunday, and out in the back blocks, it's people's souls that are now being fought for. Faith in Zimbabwe is big business, and churches of all persuasions are keen to build their flocks.
Christos means anointing. All those people were believed in Jesus.
The Apostolic Faith Mission set up shop a year ago. Pastor Tagari Mapunguri is proud of the inroads he's been able to make. From just a handful of followers, his Sundays are now kept busy travelling between 12 different congregations in the back hills of Mataré. He's heard of my search for mermaids and he's happy to help. Pastor Mapunguri believes in mermaids, although he doesn't like them very much.
I believe it's real. Mermaids are real and they're reality. And it's just an evil force. I classify mermaids as demons. Yeah, it's a demonic force. Of course, people use demonic forces for various purposes. To benefit, but the devil's kingdom, they use the mermaids for witchcraft. So I say it's evil all the same.
But for Justice Manionga, it's another story. He stands by the role that mermaids play, saying they have made him the man he is today. A recent Christian convert, he claims to know the other side, having spent time there.
A mermaid is a very mysterious creature. You can't really say what complexion it is, what color it is. It can be like a white person or an Arab. But one distinguishing factor is that they have long hair. Very, very long hair. It is meters long.
Around these hills, Mr. Manionga is known as the man who not only survived being seized by mermaids, but as someone who had spent 2 years being tutored by them. Under their tutelage at mermaid school, he became a traditional healer. As far-fetched as this may sound, there's no denying Mr. Manionga's belief in his past or that many Zimbabweans believe that mermaids exist in the dams and creeks across the country today.
Once they take you there, you live like them. You wear something that does not show your feet. You eat what they eat. You eat fish, rice and chicken only. On the first day you are taken into the water, you are given millet or sorghum meal and 2 silver fish. The fish will be rotten, but you are told to eat them. If you show any signs of disgust, the mermaids won't be happy with your ancestors, and you could be killed.
For Pastor Mapunguri, he's not worried about visiting this congregation, even though he knows it's in mermaid country. He knows what keeps him safe. It's his religion.
When someone is taken by a mermaid, it tallies very well with what has been held within the African traditional religion. And we can't really say it's just a way of trying to explain things that people fail to comprehend. I think it's real because it's not always all people who are taken by mermaids who are killed. Some, the relatives abide by the rules of the mermaid games, you find someone resurfacing. If they don't abide by the same rules, you find someone resurfacing but dead.
Having succeeded in daring to seek answers about Zimbabwe's mermaids, I decided it was time to tempt fate no more and depart. I left with more questions than answers, but an understanding that when it comes to belief, facts are not necessarily the answer. This is Ginny Stein at Mount Zuma in the hills outside of Matari in Zimbabwe, reporting for Correspondence Report.